This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, yeah, thanks.
That's good, who are you?
My name's Ellen, I'm 22 and I'm studying counselling in Wellington.
In Wellington. So you're born and raised in Wellington?
No, I'm from the UK originally. I was born in England, grew up in Scotland and moved to New Zealand when I was about 13 and grew up in Northland, far north Northland.
Northland.
Not Wellington Northland.
No, no. The upper half Northland.
New.
No, like Whanganui, not Whanganui, Whangarei.
Yeah.
And yeah. So you're a facilitator.
Yeah, I facilitate at Schools Out, and I'm also an education volunteer with them too.
Yeah, that's fun. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I guess I'm, you know, I'm a youth worker, I'm studying counselling, I enjoy watching trashy television in my spare time. Like, I've recently discovered Xena and how amazing it is. It's so bad, but in such a good way.
Going back to the Palestine sets.
And I'm really nerdy. I like reading and I like writing and learning to skateboard.
So, what is your sex?
I am female.
What is your gender identity?
I mostly identify as female. Sometimes I identify as, like, a tomboy or a boy. A little while ago I did this really cool social experiment for school where I presented as male for 2 weeks and it kind of really opened up my mind to my own gender identity and how it kind of might be to be trans, like, as much as anyone who's cis can. So that was really cool, and so now I'm kind of, I see my gender as much more fluid than I used to.
What is your sexual orientation?
Oh, I'm a big homo.
You're a big homo?
Yeah.
A lesbian?
I'm a big dyke.
And what is your cultural identity?
New Zealand European.
And you express yourself... Let's start this again. You express yourself as a tomboy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definite tomboy.
So, likes and hobbies?
I like reading and writing and I love watching roller derby. Roller derby's awesome. And hanging out with my friends. I like playing ukulele. I'm not very good at it, but I like it. I like singing and musicals, for which my older brother shuns me, but that's okay.
He's allowed.
He's allowed. He told me off a little while ago for coming out as a musical lover. He was most disgusted.
Why?
I know. He thinks that we as a society should shun people who randomly burst into song.
Oh. Strange. Anywho. So when did you realise that you were attracted to females?
I realised when I was about 16, but it was kind of... Oh, yeah, I would have been 16. It was kind of like, oh, this has been going on for a while now. It's pretty much explained my life. Because it wasn't long after I had my first boyfriend, who I dated for about a year, and who, you know, he was my air quotes boyfriend. I saw him twice by accident. We didn't even hold hands, you know, and I was kind of terrified by the idea of, it was like, yeah, boy germs, no offense.
Not taken.
And,
so you dated him for a year and you only see him twice by accident?
Yeah, and then I went, oh wait!
This is not a relationship.
It kind of made me, yeah, that's why he was my air quote boyfriend. I mean, to be honest, when he broke up with me via a note passed on by a friend, I was like, oh, we're still going out? Oops. So, yeah, it kind of made a lot more sense when I realised I was attracted to girls.
Hmm. When was your first feeling with a girl? Like, when you're, like, younger, did you, like, look across a classroom and you're like, oh, her breasts are so beautiful or something like that? Well, probably not exactly like that, but you get the point.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, the moment when I realised I was into girls was I was in school and I was walking down the hallway and I suddenly realised that I was staring at a girl's bum. And I was like, I don't think this is, like, considered normal behaviour. Oh, well.
In a school scene as well.
I know. But when I started working that out, I thought back and realised that I had crushes on other people. And I kind of thought about it and realised that I had a crush on a friend who I went to high school with who was a dancer, which probably explains why I think dancers are frickin' hot.
Mm.
Because they just are.
They're very flexible as well. As she mouths, I know, right?
Yep.
So you see a dancer and they're doing something with their legs and you just like tilt your head to the side like, huh? I wish I could do that.
Oh, yes.
Anywho, so when did you come out?
So I came out after I left school when I was 18. And I waited until then because my high school was pretty homophobic.
Hmm.
And I didn't want to have to deal with... I wasn't really worried that I'd get bullied so much as I really couldn't be bothered dealing with the, oh my god, are you attracted to me?
Hmm.
From people. But, you know, I wasn't worried about my family or anything. They're big, greedy hippies and... I can remember being 13 years old and my mum asking me, so, have you got a boyfriend? Nope. Have you got a girlfriend? Nope. Have you got anyone? Nope. Get someone. Okay, mum, whatever. So I knew that wasn't an issue, but I knew that if I came out to my family, then my little brother, who's a little... He was a little bit of a gossip at the time. He probably wouldn't have been able to keep it to himself.
Mm.
So...
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 3 years younger than me, so he's 18 now.
So he's a bit of a... Yeah. So at the age of 18, he would be like...
He's actually, you know, we have our arguments every now and then, but... Oh, sorry, this is my younger brother. My older brother is the one who...
Is the gossip.
No, my younger brother's the gossip. My older brother's the one who frowns upon musical lovers.
Oh, how dare he?
I don't know. My little brother, he has his moments of awesomeness. In his final year of high school, he Facebooked me and was like, hey, I'm thinking of going to the school ball and drag. What do you think? And I'm going, well, why are you going to the school ball and drag? And he's like, well, the school's really homophobic, and it sucks. And they won't pick on me because I'm popular and could beat them up with my pinky.
Mm.
And I'm like, go for broke, bro.
Who was the first person you came out to?
Friends on the internet.
It was like the screen.
Yeah, I came out to the screen.
What was the general reaction?
They were real cool about it. I think that's the good thing about coming out to people on the internet. It was funny because... we're still friends. I still, 5 years on, I still keep in contact with that group of people, with one of them in particular. We talk all the time. And the first person I came out to in person, like IRL, was... Oh, who was it? Oh, it was my friend. One of my best friends. I was like, I think I might be bi.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, okay. Do you have a crush on someone now? And I'm like, maybe. And they're like, oh, flapping hands. Oh my god, who is it? And then I was all embarrassed.
I was like, oh, it's me.
No, it wasn't them, but
yeah,
it was someone they knew, and
they got excited.
They did, and I really didn't want to tell them who it was.
Did you tell them?
Yeah, in the end, and they were just like, yeah, I can can see that. They're pretty baby.
So, what was your first LGBT group that you attended?
Schools Out.
Schools Out?
And that was as a facilitator.
You went in as a facilitator, you didn't go in you just went straight in as a facilitator?
Yep. That was my first experience with any kind of LGBT group.
Hmm. You went in and you said, yeah!
Yeah, I mean, it was a while after I came out, and I hung out with lots of people within the queer community, and my first flat in Wellington had a couple of queer peeps living in it, and so, you know, it wasn't my first introduction to the queer scene, but it was my first actual support group type thing.
Mm. So you had a bit of a support system then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was supportive and...
Yeah, totally. You know, the only homophobia I've ever really experienced is, A, the occasional random drunk morons.
You're like,
you're a dyke. It's like, oh my god, you have eyes. Well done. And then the other one was like an old friend of mine who I came out to, and like I came out to her and then I didn't see her for a year, and then in that year she got married.
Mm.
And when I went back, I don't know, something changed, and so they completely shunned me to the point of hiding in supermarkets. Yeah, real mature. So that was the point when it became not sad anymore, but more funny and annoying.
Yeah. So you didn't really receive any abuse because of your sexuality?
No, not really.
No. Yeah.
You know, my family, I grew up in an eco-village. My neighbours were, we had a gay couple living on one side, there was a trans woman living near us as well in the community. My mum's boss was a lesbian, her other boss for her other job, oh no, her other colleague for another job was a lesbian. We had lesbians down the road who we got milk from, you know, there were gays and homos everywhere.
Yeah.
Just not my
gay
age.
Central.
Yeah, it was like where Norfolk
Coronation Street
is where the gays go to retire and raise families.
It's Coronation Street.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, you know, people high school age, nowhere to be seen. But once you get over 30, they're all raising families and, you know.
So, have you been in relationships before?
Only very recently.
Only very recently with one person?
Yeah.
Right. So you've only been in one relationship with a female?
Yeah. Right. Like, I don't count my air quotes boyfriend and, my
flings.
Yeah, and I've had no flings. My girlfriend who I've started seeing, she's my first girlfriend, she's my first kiss. Like,
they're all an end all kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was are you still together?
Or? Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Mm. What's that relationship like?
It's really good. Yeah. We're really good at communicating and checking in on feelings and like where the relationship's going and that it's not going too fast or too slow or anything like that.
How did you meet?
Through her flatmates.
It's a good way to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
I meet them through...
Apart from Schools Out.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because it's like, actually... I usually just meet people through people. Like, my first flat in Wellington, I met kind of the ex-flatmates who used to live there, and they're all queer. And then I met people through them, and then I met people through them, and then it kind of just
expanded.
Grows like that. Yeah. And so I'm always constantly surprised when I meet someone who's gay and in Wellington who I don't know.
Mm.
Like, you know how there was that thing on the news a while back about, I think, Public? I was like, oh my god, lesbians I don't know!
It's like, oh my god, I must know. I must learn their ways. Kind of thing.
It's more just like, I didn't know they existed. Where do they hide? I thought I knew everybody.
Perhaps we can have a snow day.
Yeah.
What is your definition of virginity, or your personal opinion?
I guess, you know, if it feels like sex and it feels good, then that's sex regardless of anything. It's not. But I guess to some extent, I suppose I see virginity as penetration. I guess. But, you know, sex is different for everybody.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Cool. Thank you.